everyone, welcome to my podcast. Yeah, it's Jemima again. Happy new month, happy new month, happy new month. So I was about to share something I really learned from the life of Samson, but I decided to put a pen on it and shift it towards Genesis. I've been reading my Bible, and on this subject of marriage, I have clearly seen that even from the time of Jacob, God has been so particular about the tribe his children is going to marry from. There is a particular tribe you are supposed to get married into as a believer. You should not just settle for less, because marriage is also a system by which God is going to move in this time. Marriage is not just saying, I do the fanciful garments. Marriage is not just you getting married and populating the earth. No, there is a reason why you are getting married to this person. There is an assignment in the mind of God. There is a task, or there is a role you have to play in the mind of God. I know that, yes, everybody wants to get married. Everybody wants to have children. Yes, that's beautiful. That's good. But also, we have to look at it from God's perspective. There is a tribe you have to get married from. You don't just get married to anybody. So I also noticed that down the train, even up to the life of Samson, do you know that even marriage has its own consecration? Aside from marrying from a particular tribe, there is a consecration you have to keep. As believers, yes, we have our personal consecration. We can have the one that is visible to people, maybe evangelizing every month, public consecration. But there is this one that really struck my heart so much during the conception of Samson. An angel of the Lord appeared to Samson's parents, which means that even the child you are going to birth in that your marriage, you have a role to be sensitive to his or her consecration. There's certain instructions that you have to hear for the child. And imagine Samson's father, who is called Manoha, was not sensitive, or his wife was not sensitive to hear the call of God, was not sensitive to hear the voice of God to say, okay, this child, Rachel, was not good through his hair. What if they were not sensitive? Can you see that you not being sensitive opens you to missing out on a whole lot of things? You not staying sensitive in the spirit. That's why the book of Jude 1:20 talks about. You have to be persistent. You have to be fervent. The book of Thessalonians makes us to understand that we have to pray without ceasing. And again, the life of Jacob brought up something to me. I'm sorry, I'm just saying different gist, right? The life of Jacob brought up something to me, and it said, Jacob persisted, and the angel of the Lord answered, said, what is your name? You know, there is a particular time that if you are not sensitive, you are going to, in fact, it will take restoration of God to bring the season back to you. So what else are you missing out on? You are making marital decisions, you are getting married, you are, you know, planning for your wedding, but are you hearing the voice of God in all of the decisions you are making? Are you marrying from the tribe which God has directed you to marry from? There are billions of believers on the surface of the earth, but you are going to get married to one person. So it is your duty to know the tribe where you should get married from. It is also your duty to also know that God is interested in your marriage. God wants to solidify, God wants to build upon your personal consecration as a single. And he wants to build a larger thing on it now that you are married. They're singles, you might be saying, oh, why are you talking about marriage? Why are you talking about marriage? God just laid it in my heart that before you make that decision, before you sell yourself off out of the tribe of God, get married, hear the voice of God. Get married to your tribe. Hear the voice of God. I know a lot of things can be wandering through your mind that, oh, I'm already married now. I have my children. What do you want me to do? Yes, God can still tell you things about your children. It's never too late. The second person in the Bible that had similar birth as Samson was John the Baptist. Being sensitive during the era of conception is something you cannot just underestimate. Look at the birth of Jesus. The same thing. An announcement came. An angel came. So I want you to know that even your unborn children are in the armies of God. They are also tools of revival. Stay sensitive. Hear their consecration. Build them up. Train up the child in the way he should grow, so that when it's old, it would not depart from it. I trust that you've been blessed. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us a mail at officialchurchcloth@gmail.com. Follow us on all our social media handle, Church Clothes Ministries. God bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.